we are proud to present you with the second season of KJZZ's Untold Arizona series, celebrating the state with stories outside the usual news. During Route 66's heyday, families drove cross-country on the Mother Road and took in a variety of roadside attractions, from the world's largest covered wagon in Illinois to a rattlesnake den in Oklahoma. In Arizona, many stopped halfway between Flagstaff and Winslow at a spooky ghost town called Two Guns. As part of KJZZ's series Untold Arizona, from the front terrace desk in Flagstaff, Laurel Morales takes us there.
A dilapidated cave, some chicken wire, and a hand-painted sign announcing mountain lions are a few of the relics that remain of Two Guns today. Route 66 aficionado Sean Evans and I decide to explore the site on a recent chilly morning.
Yeah, if you just park over here. This was at one point part of 66.
A lot of legend surrounds Two Guns, so it's difficult to know fact from fiction. As one story goes, in 1878, a group of Apache warriors attacked a Navajo encampment and murdered almost everyone there. The Apache then hid in a cave with their horses. A couple Navajo scouts found them, but knew they were outnumbered, so they built a fire at the mouth of the cave, suffocating the Apaches inside. Today, it's known as the Apache Death Cave. Evans reads from a brochure printed in the 1960s.
Relive the revenge the crafty Navajo found upon his hated enemy. That just seems like we're reading a lot into this.
It was a time when staying the night at the Wigwam Motel or taking a picture with a concrete dinosaur was all part of the fun. You could drive from Chicago to Los Angeles on one road, and the price of gas was less than the speed limit.
If you ever plan to motor west, travel my way, take the highway, that's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66.
Decades before that song hit the airwaves, Earl and Louise Cundiff saw opportunity on the Mother Road and opened up a trading post in Two Guns. They were soon followed by Harry Miller, who called himself Indian Miller. He convinced the Cundiffs to let him build a zoo on the property.
And so we have pictures of Indian Miller in front of his zoo, who was native nor,
In the black and white picture, Miller wears long braids beneath a floppy cowboy hat, and he's clutching a porcupine to his chest.
He kept in these two front cages coyotes on chains. And so when people were buying gas, if they didn't look like they would hang around, he would shake the chains and the coyotes would howl. So that would draw people over.
If you squint, you can imagine caged Gila monsters and mountain lions where crumbling stacks of rock wall remain. Miller also fixed up the Apache Death Cave, built a bridge, added some skulls, and strung up lights.
Given the story of the caves and given the condition, you go first. Believe me, your keys.
The cave isn't the only thing that makes Two Guns spooky. In 1926, Earl Cundiff had it with Harry Miller.
Cundiff had a temper. That day, Harry Miller had to go pick up someone at Canyon Diablo Station. He went in to get dressed. And when he got in there, there was Cundiff with a gun.
Miller didn't hesitate. He snatched his own gun from the dresser and shot and killed Cundiff first. Miller was acquitted at trial but suffered in other ways. He was attacked by a mountain lion on two separate occasions. And Two Guns also suffered. Route 66 was rerouted to the opposite side of the canyon. Then in the early 70s, the wider, faster interstate replaced the Mother Road, as Route 66 business owner Myrna Delgadillo recounts.
Once the bypass came through, it was just very, very hard to make a living. And there were many people who had to close down their businesses because they could no longer make a living.
Families have replaced road trips west with flights to Disneyland and Harry Potter World. In Two Guns today, we find fresh footprints in the snow, graffiti, a boarded-up window, and a door where someone has spray-painted the words, smoke meth. Evans says this is probably his last trip.
It doesn't feel like this will be here very much longer.
Gone are the days of kitschy rubber tomahawks and worry stones, the simpler times when a folktale about a mysterious cave could make a family trip memorable. Laurel Morales, KJZZ News, Two Guns.